All right, joining us now, it is Sunday morning, and we love to have authors on and books that really make a lot of sense to me, and I think that the audience would enjoy. And this is a book that's called Here's the Pitch, The Amazing, True, New, and Improved Story of Baseball and Advertising. And fans, it's done by Roberta Newman, a clinical professor in the Liberal Studies program at NYU, co-author of Black Baseball, Black Business, Race, Enterprise, and the Fate of the Segregated Dollar, all good books. But Here's the Pitch really tells a story of the development of American and increasingly international culture through the marriage of baseball and advertising. Roberta, did I lay it out okay?
Oh, perfectly.
I love it. It's great because I love books that go back and trace the roots of things such as baseball and advertising and how they got together. So tell us why the book and a little bit of the summary of it, and then we'll ask you some questions.
Absolutely. Why the book? Because I'm an avid baseball fan as well as an avid advertising fan. And nobody had ever really paid a lot of attention to the two being put together. So I thought this would be a great opportunity for me to explore an area of baseball and advertising, both history and culture, that hadn't been explored before.
So how do they get together? How does it all start for advertising? Because, look, it's a huge part of, look, that's why the salaries are so high, because, mm-hmm. you know, the ad money that comes in with the TV money. We've got mm-hmm. baseball players being pitchmen. But where does it all start? Where did it all connect? How did they realize that this is not a bad way to spend your advertising dollars?
Well, you know, this goes all the way back to the 19th century, to the beginning of the, I would say, middle 19th century, the end of the Civil War. At that point, both were brand new businesses, if you think about the business model. And what's interesting to me is probably the most important thing that got them together was something that we see all the time and fans complain about, which is licensing. And the whole idea of licensing was the brainchild of Alfred Goodwill Spalding. So we know that name, Spalding. But, you know, he was a star pitcher. He was the first pitcher to win 200 games. He was partial owner of the White Sox. And he was very involved in the formation of the National League. And the same year the National League formed, he went into the sporting goods business. And what he did was he planned to pay his league $1 per box of ball for the right to put the title official ball of the National League.
Very smart.
On them.
Very good. All right.
Yeah. And that was the beginning of a whole area of baseball advertising, which has since moved into all sports, but began with baseball, this idea that you could be the official product of a league or a team or a sport. And you see it everywhere. And this really started it. But also advertisers. Advertising was a really new business. And advertisers were looking for imagery to exploit to sell their topics. And baseball was perfect because at the outset, it became immensely popular right away, especially among urban audiences and audiences with money and leisure time, because those were the people who could watch baseball and could play baseball. And the advertising industry saw this as a perfect opportunity to capitalize on new imagery.
And also, it's a very captive audience, because you had people sitting there looking at the ads in the stadiums or whatever those fields look like at that period of time. You had people who weren't going to change the channel.
Right, right. And in fact, well, you have that now, too, every time you go to a ballpark. And you know, they've changed. The way they look has changed. But essentially, they're the same. They're an enclosed space where the audience is there. And so the type of advertising that you tended to see in the ballpark pretty much until recently, because I really see the type of products that are advertised in the ballpark has really expanded. But what you would see at at the earlier points were ads for things that were presumed used by the consumers who would be in the ballpark.
Well, that's Roberta, that's kind of what I wanted to ask you about. Is where do they decide, or when was it decided, or how was it decided that you were going to advertise to either adults or to children? Because we've got chewing tobacco, which had baseball cards in it, and then you've got bubble gum that they're advertising to kids. So at what point did that divide come where you were going to advertise to both kids and to adults alike?
Okay, well, from the outset, the tobacco industry was trying to get kids. So there were baseball cards in cigarette packages. And that's where the whole idea of baseball cards came from. There were other kinds of cards, too, but baseball cards were the most popular.
They used to come in bread boxes and stuff, too, right?
Yeah. And then, actually, at a certain point, they started, there was a shift there where they no longer appeared in tobacco products and chewing gum manufacturers. And that was a fairly new business in the 1920s. It was a very new business. And, of course, that's tied to baseball intimately, too, but that's another advertising story. But real advertising to children anywhere didn't really begin until the Great Depression.
Yeah, because I'm thinking about Wheaties. When did Lou Gehrig go in a Wheaties box?
Yeah.
That probably was during the 30s, wasn't it?
Not till 1934.
Ah, okay.
But Wheaties was already advertising to children through baseball and advertising to adults through baseball. The story has it that the first Wheaties sign, that Wheaties was named Breakfast of Champions on the spot by the creative person for General Mills agency when they bought a big sign at Miller Park in Minneapolis where the minor league team played. Nicolet Park, where the Millers played. And part of their sponsorship of the Millers broadcast, because minor league baseball was incredibly popular on the radio as well, was that they had to come up with a slogan for that billboard. So on the spot, the ad man came up with Breakfast of Champions.
Ah, I love it. Roberta Newman is with us. The book is Here's the Pitch, and obviously well-read and well put together. The great story of advertising in baseball. Boy, there's a connection just about every time you turn around. I want to ask you this as we wrap it up with Roberta. The use of Latinos, players of color, it's always been a struggle. Now, Willie Mays was a big spokesperson for Coca-Cola in the 50s. I know that because he and I did a show about it. But is this evolving now in the modern era, as we call it today, that it's more mainstream and can happen where years ago it didn't?
Yes. And in fact, up until now, and I haven't seen the statistics for this year, Latino players were the highest paid, Afro-Latino players were among the highest paid endorsers of all sports.
Really?
David Ortiz really ruled the roost there. He made more money than any other endorser while he was playing in baseball. Soccer, tennis, those really exceed baseball and always have.
Boy, it's great. I love, Roberta, I love it because we got to run a little bit. But, just bringing baseball, American culture together and seeing how the advertising dollar was spent and sort of the evolving, we hope, the social network and social awareness of this country. You see advertising, the old story, follow the money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the story of advertising. Follow the money, and it'll take you wherever things are happening, and you hope it's in the right direction.
I think it is. We shall see.
All right. I love it. I appreciate you being on. Here's the Pitch is the book. We have our independent bookstore, The Book Tree, up in Montclair. David, I'm sure, will have the book up there. Where can it be obtained? Is it the usual spots?
Yeah, the usual spot and also from the publisher.
Beautiful.
May I say the name?
Sure, please do.
University of Nebraska Press. Yeah.
Well, we love the University of Nebraska Press, and they do a great job. And happy that you could do the book, and it is so well done. that to learn about this industry and everything that happened going back to the beginning of baseball and the beer, and that's what I love, the Beer and Whiskey League that was started in the 1800s. It's all in there, and you do a good job of chronicling it, so I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely, and she is a Yankee fan. I want to say that. Right, Roberta? Roberta's gone. All right. Okay. That's Roberta Newman.